For core pieces, genial and eternal, folk singer Olga Borisova says this is time out for music. Folk singer Olga Borisova is among the notable performers in her area, having a magnificent voice, original repertoire, intelligence, and this really good taste for music. She was born to be on stage, and her gift is not only limited to chamber and choir singing, but she also has appealing beauty and impressive stage presence. Here is what Olga Borisova said on her successful career as a soloist and a vocal at the Mystery of Bulgarian Voices Choir, winner of the prestigious 1990 Grammy Award.
С едно изречение мога да кажа, че народната песен ми даде всичко, но тя ме и научи.
In a word, I can say that folk songs gave me everything and taught me everything, as they're genial and eternal. Over long years of my career, I have traveled anywhere on the wings of the Bulgarian folk song, and I have lived through moments of real pride. Our people is a real genius in its folk art. I'm so happy to have found the right path in life, and I thank God every day for this.
Oh.
The path of Olga Borisova from her birthplace, the village of Zelenci, Kyustendi region, to the global stages of Europe, America, Asia and Africa has been really incredible.
Когато бях 11-ти клас в гимназията в Кюстендил, аз се занимавах с театър. Аз мечтаях да стана
During my final high school year, I was into theater and my dreams back then were to become a dramatic actress. However, upon graduation, I received a letter from editor-in-chief of folk music, Georgi Buajiev, inviting me to a contest. I was totally surprised as I had never left Kyustendil before and the capital city of Sofia looked like Paris in terms of distance and reachability. I don't know how I found the guts to mount that train and get into the Bulgarian National Radio. The year was 1960 and maybe 250 people attended that contest. Thus, I got into the folklore ensemble of the Bulgarian National Radio, and the radio became my second home. I had the voice, but I found out that I couldn't sing in a choir. We were very young. Boris Petrov was the first conductor, and he was very nice, like a father to us. So, step by step, I entered into the world of choir singing. Some say that the Bulgarian folk song is something simple, but as great Yovcho Karaivanov used to say, the Bulgarian folk song is not simple and not for simple people. Life has proven that thing to me in person.
Тата, дома, гаста, дора.
няма да забравя, бяхме в Канада, в Торонто, на летището, чакахме самолета да се върнем в България.
I will never forget, it happened in Canada, Toronto. We were waiting for the plane back to Bulgaria at the airport. The tour was a real success, but at that moment we sat on the ground exhausted. Then a good-looking gentleman stood in front of us in silence. All of a sudden, he bowed to the ground and said, "You can be the owner of any institution." He presented himself as a Canadian professor who had seen us on TV the previous evening and had been really impressed. We were very, very happy. Nowadays, folklore is not what it used to be, Olga Borisova says, and that's...
Последните години много-много неща се промениха. Аз нямам нищо против всякакъв вид
музика. Many things have changed over the past years. I don't mind any type of music, but values somehow changed. Our formations at the community centers had disappeared over one period, but recently I began to see some hope. I'm invited to be a jury at different contests all the time. Bulgaria has magnificent talents, wonderful kids. This brings in peace to me. The Bulgarian folklore shall never die, famous folk singer Olga Borisova says in conclusion. Radio Bulgaria's Time Out for Music presented the life and music of folk singer Olga Borisova.
Thank you.